I love the fact that you're a parent and you've got five children that aren't vaccinated. So, okay, we get this news, we decide not to vaccinate. It's 2011, we've got an infant that's a couple of months old. What do we do? Are there any special things that we need to do as parents to substitute for the vaccination, or do we just follow the general protocol for healthy living and life?
Well, first of all, I personally raise my kids outside the medical model. I stayed away from all pharmaceutical drugs and over-the-counter medications. The only time I utilized any kind of emergency service was at a hospital for broken bones. And so I really encourage parents to, number one, learn and focus on what health is and how the body functions. Because you must understand how to feed your children, how to nurture them, how to take care of them, how to protect them from this toxic world. I would say focus on organic eating, healthy nutrition, stay away from processed foods, things that are high in sugar. Go as natural and organic as you can. I'm a huge advocate of chiropractic care to help the body function and keep it going strong. So learning all that you can about healthy nutrition and being willing to do the extra steps to give your children good wholesome food and clean water, keep your environment in your home toxic-free, go into green products, whatever you can do to keep your environment clean with green products, avoid things like antibiotic sprays and hand washes, and Lysol, and, all of these things that we spray in our environment to make them smell good, and to antibacterial soaps are terrible. We need to let our children grow and develop an immune system naturally. And what people don't realize is that the fever and the swollen glands and body rashes are all part of the immune development process. Know that your child, for the first 6 years of life, is going to be developing their immune system. And in that process, they will have fevers, they will have skin rashes, they will have swollen glands, they will have diarrhea, they will have recurrent acute illnesses. Every time your child gets through an acute illness without any interruption, that child's immune system has developed and is learning about its environment. And that's, people don't understand that the baby gets exposed through the nose and the mouth, and that when they're out in their environment and they're breathing in new flora, new bacteria, new viruses, their body has to adapt to that environment and build the immune system. And when they go through this process, sometimes it isn't fun. Children do have fevers, and they do have swollen glands, but this is how nature set it up.